NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Rockin' with Dawkin and open up Auntie Babs prize closet.
Yeah. How about this?
How about it?
Okay.
How about what?
A pair of tickets to see In the Round featuring comedians Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan on April 24th at Bridgestone Arena. Caller number 5, here is your phone number, 737-0663. 737-9663. Tickets are on sale right now through Live Nation. They are ridiculously expensive. So, a pair of tickets to see Chappelle and Joe Rogan on April 24th at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, Joe Rogan used to hang out with our guy Josh Wolf on the Chelsea Handler show. Very, very funny guy. And I think everybody kind of is well aware of the Chappelle show. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
By the way, I filled in giving away stuff from Dawn's prize closet when you were out the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And I might have contributed to the listening comprehension issues of our listeners by giving...
You gave the wrong number?
By giving the listener line, yeah, instead of the prize line, so...
You did not.
I did.
Jeez. Hey, by the way, speaking of, like, giving away stuff, it's our Two Rivers Ford Ladies Night Out tonight.
Oh, boom.
Yes.
Look at that. Ladies hitting the town.
Yes. And apparently, Chris on Twitter, Chris's wife is going. See your wife there.
Miss Chris.
I thought you were saying Chris Everett is going. I was like, I might have to crash his party.
I will be there then, yeah.
No. So, we're very excited. Thanks to Two Rivers Ford for... stock in our suite, and we're going to go check out a Red Hot Preds team.
In terms of, like, Alan Bell joins us from Sportsline. I'm going to bring
Alan.
You in with this.
Yes. Hello.
In terms of, how do I say this, like, older ladies, Chris Evert, Diane Sawyer, flat out get it done.
They really do. Diane Sawyer, great addition. I mean, that's a great call. And side note.
Don's looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, he's right. And
I'm telling you, it's that Diane Sawyer soft focus she has going on.
She has soft focus.
The cameras that shoot Diane Sawyer are in soft focus.
Soft
for
focus.
A reason.
She has that kind of power.
That whole HD. Heck yeah, she does.
Yes. All right, Charles Oakley.
You better believe it.
That was an awesome guest, by the way. I was listening to that earlier.
He was phenomenal. Yeah. And he came in and did three segments. Like, Mickey just kept saying, hey, you want to stay for another? He's like, sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I love it when we ask people on air, because then
you can't really say no, right?
They feel obligated, yeah.
He seems like he loves Nashville. Like, he's
here all the time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, during the breaks, he talked a ton about the Titans.
Yeah.
And Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry and what they do well. And
well, that was my favorite part was you guys were explaining, you know, how I guess a listener had said, like, do you guys talk anything other than football? And then that's immediately, like, the first thing that he wanted to talk about was football.
Charlie Oakley wants to talk about football. Yeah.
When we met 5 minutes before we went on, he was like, man, I really love watching the Titans play. He's like, my man Mahomes is my guy, though.
Yeah.
But I love – he goes, the Titans have that identity. And I said they were kind of like the Knicks, right? Like, you knew who they were, and they were not going to back down to anybody, and they were just going to go in there and fist fight you. And, and he goes, yeah. He goes, we couldn't ever get over that hump, though, so hopefully they do.
That's a good point.
So well,
hopefully they do.
If you missed our Charles Oakley interview, you can get it on the podcast, 1045thezone.com. Look for the podcast section. Glad you enjoyed it, Alan.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, side note, like, Titans-wise, like, that's legit that, you know, the Titans are a national brand now.
They are.
You know, yeah, and it's like, not that they haven't been, but, you know, just a lot of people just don't pay enough attention, right? And now that, you know, you've got somebody of his stature that's saying, yeah, like, I watch his team. They have a brand. Like, you know exactly who they are. That's awesome.
We had this discussion last year. The most popular, the most renowned player, at least nationally on the team, and certainly a popular player, but he got in some trouble, Taylor Lewan. Like, when you talked about the Titans, it's like, well, Taylor Lewan. That's a tackle.
Yeah.
Most other teams, but that's changing. People talk about A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. Offensive output has really helped up the national perception of this team.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, obviously it's something that, you know, I'm not going to say that the Titans haven't had offense, but they haven't had those, you know, just star guys. And, I mean, you've got them, you know, just all across the board. And it's just cool to see. That now, you know, the draft is here last year. Like you just said, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill's a name. Like, it's just cool to see, you know, that everyone else gets to see everything that we see and talk about, you know, day after day, week after week of, yeah, this team is legit, man. Like, this team's better than you think they are, you know?
Well, and I think the identity of the team fits well within the framework of this city, too, because I think the city has that same kind of lunch pail attitude. Like, we get up, we go to work every day, we try to be the best that we can at what we do, and yeah. we move on.
Yeah.
And so I think it works well. It's a good marriage.
That's a great, you know, that's a great point. And then, you know, going off of that, this is a team of good people. You yeah. know what I mean? Like you don't hear any arrests. You don't hear, you know, anything negative. You know,
it's a low knucklehead factor.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. it's a solid brand. That's a good way that he put it.
Well, I mean, even like the few hiccups you have, like, I mean, you had Darren Bates gets in the incident with the marijuana, but yeah. honestly, like, he was just trying to do a solid too. He just asked the guy next to him, "Hey man, do you want some weed?"
He was friendly. I mean, that's
just happened to be
life.
A cop. I mean,
not so, the best play.
Yeah, yeah. He was trying to be giving.
It's all right. Hey, snap and clear. Move the next play.
End and snap. Alan Bell, our guest from Sportsline. Did you have a chance to listen to the Bussin' with the Boys talking to Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I did. I didn't get to go all the way through, but I heard obviously all of the highlights, you know, in terms of Tannehill versus Brady and, you know, him in terms of where he's going to be next year. It was pretty interesting because you don't really hear Derrick Henry all that much. He's a guy that, you know, really doesn't talk. You know, and not a negative or positive. He's just a quiet guy. Yeah.
It's about that work.
That dude is. He is about the work. No, I found it interesting. I couldn't really disagree, especially his take, you know, on Tannehill and, you know, being the future guy here. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Free agency a month away. I mentioned this in the top segment of this hour. I saw a list of key free agents. And it was just, you know, Drew Brees, who announced today he will come back to the Saints. This was before that. Tom Brady was on the list. But one of the guys on the list was Derrick Henry, a Titans running back, was on that list of the most coveted and talked about free agents in the league, along with a whole bunch of other quarterbacks in this year of the quarterback free agent.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, even if we take quarterbacks out of it, like, this is going to be an awesome free agency class. I mean, there are guys all across the board at really any position that you want. And these are big name guys. So, and y'all know how it goes. You know, once free agency hits, you've got like your list of like five, like the monster names that everybody's paying attention to. And then it kind of dulls down for a second. But then you realize you're like, hey, you know, quote unquote, there's like this B list of these are all the ones now where you really can, you know, make additions to your team and it doesn't cost $25 million, dollars, you know, to do it. So,
and that tends to be the heart and soul of your team, the guts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you've got to play. Yeah, you've got to play those right. You know, you can't go out and, you know, kind of, you know, be the Jaguars, you know, in this and just load up and then you find yourself without a quarterback, but you're out of money too. But no, I mean, this is going to be a fun free agency.
A lot of nervous Titans fans.
Now they got a battle between a really high-priced dude and a six-round draft pick.
That's true.
And the six-round draft pick outplayed the really high-priced dude.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a good move by them.
Yeah, they're smart.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. He is Alan Bell. He is with Sportsline. He joins us now. Ushered in by Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, this has me want to run through a brick wall, man.
No doubt. Drew Brees announces that he will come back today to the Saints. I certainly wasn't surprised by that, Alan. He announced via Instagram. But now they got some decisions to make because they got two other quarterbacks who are in various forms of free agency themselves.
Yeah, they do. You know, I think one's going to be made for him. There's no way that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be back. First off, you know, just because he's a starting quarterback. You know, this guy's going to, you know, he's already looking at, you know, $30 million, you know, per year roughly around. I mean, he's going to be gone. And even if they wanted to bring him back, they couldn't afford it. You know, it's just too much money. Then, you know, you've got Taysom Hill behind him, to which I know Taysom, you know, says, you know, yeah, of course, you want to be a starting quarterback, but
I think we looked, he threw, what, seven passes?
Yeah, yeah, you pulled the data on that. Yeah. Passes. And that's nothing against Taysom. Yeah. But, I mean, this is not a good free agency class for Taysom to be in with all those quarterbacks, you know, down the list. Like, it's just not, you know, good supply and demand. So, you know, he'll probably be back. But now, yeah, I mean, you know, the ball really is in Teddy's court now. You know, where does Bridgewater go?
But that's a whole nother – I mean, in this year of the quarterback free agent, now he's certainly going to be out there. And that's another big decision that some team's going to have to make. And do they want to draft Joe Burrow? And Tua seems to be getting well. And if you're a team that needs a quarterback, this is a fascinating year.
It's prime time. I mean, there is so much more supply than the demands out there. I mean, you know, and like you just said, you know, guys that you have on your team, guys that are being free agency and guys in the draft. I mean, there are so many quarterbacks and, you know, you kind of hate it, you know, for the Saints wise, because you look at it and if, if Breeze and Bridgewater were on, you know, kind of different years where they would be free agents, you could work it out to where Breeze finishes whenever that is. This might be his last year. Mm-hmm. And then Bridge is your guy, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, it's just going to be tough. But, you know, good for Bridgewater. I mean, the guy deserves it. You know, he deserves to get a shot. But the question is where do you go? You know, because, you know, we pulled the odds earlier, you know, in the Carolina Panthers, you know, are the favorite. But right now they have a quarterback in Cam Newton, right? Then you look at, you know, the number two is the Colts. Well, they have a quarterback in Jacoby Brissett, you know.
And Melvin Gordon has said he thinks that's where Phillip Rivers will go.
Yeah.
Because of the former OC that they have a coach. Melvin Gordon said he can walk in and know their system immediately. He can play tomorrow.
Yeah. And, you know, especially for him to be saying that, kind of means something. And two, for him to be, you know, identifying and breaking it down like that, there's probably something there. I mean, it's going to be musical chairs, and there are not enough chairs for everybody. So then where does it leave somebody like Jameis or Mariota? You know, I mean, there's just not enough places to go, and you hate it for him because they're going to sign probably his backups, and the money is just really not going to be there.
Yeah, this is a bad year for Marcus to be.
Yeah, it's tough.
Unrestricted.
Yeah, last year would have been much more. You know, you'd have had an opportunity. Probably would have signed to you know, be a starter with a shot. You know what I mean? But now it's. I mean, you're going to be a number two just because there's so many quarterbacks.
I actually would like to see all those guys play musical chairs. That would be really funny.
I know. You know, I'll say this. You know, we were talking about like XFL, like, you know, the numbers and everything that they did. Could you imagine if there was some sort of, you know, if the NFL did some sort of free agency and they were like, you know what, you have 2 days for, like, you know, the top 10 guys and you're going to put it live on air. You know what I mean? Of like, you could go into like war rooms and see teams talking about it, something like that. The ratings that like something like that would do.
Oh.
I mean, you'd be pulling like a 25 share. You know what I mean? Like, it would be monster. I don't know the logistics of how you'd pull it off, but I mean, they want to get to $25 billion. Like, you got to think of ideas like that, and that would crush.
Goodness.
Well, it's interesting to think about the popularity of the XFL just 2 weeks in. Does it continue to rise, or do we see a dip? At some point, do people get tired of it?
Yeah.
Because I think the numbers that Mickey pointed out from St. Louis are staggering, considering the St. Louis team playing its second game on FS1 doubled up the ratings of the St. Louis Blues, who were playing at the same time. That's mind-boggling. I know football is king, but you have to open your eyes to that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's an established brand. They just won the Stanley Cup last year, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, really good again.
Yeah, that's a really good team, right? And not only that, like, you nailed it. They did it on FS1. Like, it's one thing. If you put it on CBS, you're going to get numbers just because it's CBS or ABC or whoever. Right. You're on FS1, man. Like, and you're pulling numbers like that. That's huge.
Well, so part of it, and we were talking about this during the break, but from your angle and the sports line angle, is that I think people that like to bet on sports don't just wait for college football season or the NFL. They do it all year round. So they're looking for things to do. And every one of those games in that league is on television, and they play up to that angle, the over-under, the point spreads, the halftime, all of that. And I think it's a smart play on the XFL's part.
It's a brilliant play. You know, that you can kind of corner that part of the market, and that can be yours. You can own it, and they've absolutely done it. And I saw from week 1 to week 2, they had live lines on there, right? Like, I mean, not a lot of people talk about live lines that you could get, you know, right there, real time in the game. And they were putting those up, and it's smart. I'll give you this, you know, from the AAF last year at this time with Sportsline, we're a subscription-based service, right? We probably did 10 subscriptions, which, you know, for a new league is pretty good. XFL, we did 50. This past week. Like, and I mean, wow. Yeah, like, and I'm saying that, like, because I know, you know, nobody has the context, but, like, giving that of, like, that's the difference of what the XFL is doing. It's doing big numbers across the board. Now, with the AAF, where they ran into problems was, you know, once the money, you know, kind of became a conversation that might be running out, week 3 was really kind of when it started to dip.
Yeah.
So, you know, this
right.
This is
a big weekend.
It's a big weekend, right? But, I mean, there's nothing to – there's no reason that it's going to be falling off. You know, you might run into something during March Madness. You know, that's going to be tough. But you nailed it. I mean,
basketball has turned into such a tournament sport. I mean, it just – basketball in general is that way. But it – even more so. So, like, I think that people aren't – people will go to whatever football is on before they'll go to college basketball in a lot of cases, just average guy. Now everybody's got their team or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch XFL before I watch, like, Minnesota, Indiana play college basketball.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, I mean, even if it's something that you put on and, you know, you're doing something else, say, like, you know, you're working on the show, working on notes, whatever, it's at least on. You can look up. Hey, it just feels comfortable that football's on, right? So, I mean, they're doing, I mean, monster numbers for them. And congrats. And you know what? We haven't seen Vince McMahon once. No. Like, haven't heard from him, haven't
isn't
seen
that
him.
Interesting?
I think it's a smart play.
I do,
you
too.
Know, like, you can, you know, he'll get not involved. Like, you might see him in a suite later, you know, next year or something like that. But I think it's a smart play that, you know what, let's just focus on football. Let Oliver Luck be the front man. And it's worked. I mean, they have literally done pretty much everything almost perfectly.
Alan Bell, our guest. The next thing they've got to do, and that one thing that the gambling element does, you may not even know any of the name of the players or the St. Louis Battlebirds, but but you could bet on them and you'd be interested in your money.
Heck yeah.
They have to make people feel compelled to root for somebody or somebodies. And we've talked about this guy a lot. One of my TV heroes is this guy, Rune Arledge, who invented Monday Night Football. And he was the guy who made people care about the Olympics because he thought just a bunch of dudes running a marathon or playing a game on TV from Romania or Latvia or South America, or whatever, you don't care. But I'm going to tell you this guy's backstory. Then you're going to root for that guy in the Olympics. They're going to have to start telling some individual stories because if you're in St. Louis, obviously you care about them because they got a six. But we literally tried to pick a team one day, and it was people were all over the map. I like this team's uniforms. They're going to have to create something compelling for each team to give people something to latch onto because that's the next thing. That people have a favorite XFL team, not just us come in here and I watched.
There. I'm still not there. Like, I'll watch all the games, and I mean, I like watching DC play, but they're 2-0, and they're really good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, first off, you're exactly right. Like, there's going to have to become a point where it's not just the gambling aspect. It's not just, you know, kind of the new, you know, coat of paint on there. There's going to have to be some creation here of an actual something tangible that you can hold on to. You know, I think it's going to be, like you said, you're going to have announcers telling stories, you know, of guys of, you know, where they came from. It's going to have to be quarterback driven. That's a great place to start. You're going to have to get names, in there.
They got them.
Yeah. They're going to have to step it up. But, you know, I think if they could get through the first year and really no big hiccups, going to the second year, what interests me the most is the second year draft. Right? Because you've got all your guys in the first year, you know, that you compiled. Now, what does a draft look like where you have teams that are full? And who are you drafting? Yeah. Are you drafting guys from practice squads? Are you drafting guys, you know, that might be, you know, a second, third string quarterback that's at Alabama who everyone knows who he is, but there's just so many five stars that he can't play, you know, or Auburn or whoever, you know what I mean? Like, so I think, you know, once we kind of see that, like, that's where they can really latch on.
Dudes in the transfer portal.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Do you think that they know the answer to that question right now? Or
who?
Do you think the XFL? Like, do you think they have a tangible plan right now? Because I don't. I think you brought up a really good point that they're probably trying to still think through.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've probably got an idea of what they want, but you just don't know the pool of players that you're dealing with.
Well, the other thing, too, is if I was an American guy and I'm playing in Saskatchewan, 100%, I'm telling my agent, get me out of my contract and get me back to the States.
Yeah.
100%. Because this pay scale in this league seems to be at or better than what they're making in the CFL, and you could play close enough that you could go make a tryout somewhere if you needed
to. Yeah, and especially a quarterback, right? If you're a quarterback, you could make really, really good money. And, it's, you know, if you're a second-string guy at Clemson, you know, and you're sitting there like, well, I'm a junior or a senior or whatever, and I'm not going to play over Trevor Lawrence, buddy, go get some money, man. Like,
Yeah. HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We got some free agency news from the NFL as we await Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, Jack Conklin, Logan Ryan. None of those guys signed today, but Greg Olsen did, huh?
Yeah, signed with the Seahawks. 1-year deal. Adam Schefter had it first. $7 million, $5.5 million guaranteed. A solid signing for both of them. I mean, it makes sense for Olsen. That's a team, playoff team. And then you've got, you know, Seahawks team who's, I mean, kind of now loaded at the tight end position between, you know, Disley, Hollister, and Greg Olsen. That's a great move right there.
So people kind of had him sniffing around the Redskins, and I kept thinking, look, man, I mean, what? What are you doing?
You want to win more than four games, right?
I mean, are you out there to win a championship? Yeah. Or, you know, are you just trying to find something convenient, you know, somewhere you could fly conveniently from and cover more games for Fox?
Yeah. Well, you know, first off, I mean, you're exactly right. Now, back to the point we were making.
You know, either way, it's his life. It's whatever he wants, but still, man.
Yeah. Go somewhere, yeah, where you've got a chance to win. Back to what we were talking about the last segment, XFL, right?
Yeah.
When are they going to pull guys that are like kind of big names, like a Greg Olsen, like next year, right? Or take a, you know, a Jason Witten in like a year or two. If you know what I mean,
the
where
other end,
yeah, right. You know, you get a couple big names, kind of like what MLS has done. You know, with European soccer stars, right? Like, you know, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, all kinds of, you know, avenues. But
I haven't even thought about that. I've only thought about the college.
Is it? Don't you think though? It would be. It would almost have to be. They need quarterbacks.
Yep.
Wouldn't it almost have to be a guy like Chase Daniel? Where he's just been this career backup, and maybe they're like, hey, our top salary we can pay is $600,000 or whatever it is. We'll pay it to you, and you'll literally be a star in this league.
Yeah.
Or just a long-time quarterback.
I mean that's Matt what they tried McGoin. To do with Matt McGoin, yeah.
Yeah, he MC played in the Gloin. NFL.
You can touch that.
13 to 18.
Yeah. Poor McGloin. It didn't work out so well. But, yes.
5 years.
Cardale Jones, it was kind of that.
Yeah. Cardale Jones, man, he still hadn't lost since high school.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. Still hasn't lost. My man is undefeated
in
life.
I'm placing my sports line bets on D.C., man.
They're a good team.
Only they don't sure even thing. Play the other undefeated team until week seven. So.
I like that you know the schedule.
Hey, I'm in.
Yeah.
They're setting it up.
You already got your credentials for the championship game
the
in Houston.
Bowl.
Yeah. What are they going to name that? Are they going to give a good name? And then what's like the trophy? You know, like the Lombardi Trophy. Like, what? I wonder what they name it, you know?
It's got to have some kind of wrestling name to it.
Like, wouldn't it be the McMahon Trophy?
You think they would do it?
That's what they're good at, though. I mean, the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, all that stuff. Like, he'll have a good name. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No,
what
I don't know. I have no idea. But, like, I mean, whether you love or hate Vince McMahon, give him one thing. That dude knows how to market.
Is there, Alan Bell, our guest from Sportsline, is there any... We had a lengthy discussion on Monday about the NBA All-Star Game, and it was fun, and people were excited, and they played defense, and fans loved it. They had charity.
They're taking charges in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. They had a charity element and all sorts of things.
Competitive.
I know.
Is there anything you could do to make the Pro Bowl compelling?
No. I mean it's a football game that is so – it's already a violent game, and you've got guys who are very, very important people – to the teams. The teams don't want it to be something. You don't want, you know, Derrick Henry out there smashing 31 carries when you're like, hey, we really kind of need him for next year.
But my question, though, was, is there a way to make it compelling? Because both these guys said, hey, man, they don't need it to be any more intense. I'm not talking about more intense. Is there any way to make it more compelling?
$1 million a player?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough. I think this is the one thing where everything works out for the NFL in terms of short schedule. It's not 82 games. You're on once a week. Like, everything works out. This is the one that just doesn't. It just doesn't fit. And I don't have an answer. You know, like, mine would have been, I like a skills challenge. I like things like that. It's fun. It's different. But it just, you know, it just doesn't work. So my answer is, I don't think so. Just because football is just the ultimate team passion, emotion game, and you got to play it violent, and you have to play it 100%, because if you don't, that's how you get hurt.
Alan Bell, our guest from Sportsline. Combine about ready to start. I'm a complete nerd when it comes to the draft season and all of this stuff. How much of a combine guy are you? Are there certain dudes that you're really kind of got your eye on ahead of time? Anybody you really want to see and what they're capable of?
I am a combine guy. You know, I'm not smart enough to break down, you know, times and how guys go through drills, things like that. I'm not smart enough to do it. But I like seeing, you know, the big names that are going to be out there. So, you know, you think about quarterbacks, they're going to be there. You know, you think about a guy like Tua, how much is he going to do? You think about a guy like Joe Burrow, you know, is he going to do anything? I don't know if I would. I mean, you're kind of the guy. Like, you don't have to prove anything to anybody now, but, you know, they usually go out there and do something. So I enjoy it. I can't wait for it.
It sounds like Joe Burrow would be actually okay not going number one to Cincinnati.
Yeah, it kind of does.
And some ex-Bengals have come out and said, hey, man, I mean.
Well, all right, let me ask you this real quick. All right, so you guys, all right, you three run the Cincinnati Bengals, all right? Ownership, head coach, GM, break it out however you want. if say I'm Joe Burrow and you guys are sitting there meeting and you're saying, you know what, this guy, nothing against him, but he doesn't seem 100% that he wants to be there. Would you think about trading that pick or doing something, you know, using all that leverage and saying, you know what, we'd rather go after someone that wants to be here, you know, or would you go after, you know, or would you just say, I'm taking Burrow whether he wants to be or not? Like, how would you think about that process?
If I think he's the best quarterback in the draft and I need a quarterback, then I'm going to just try to sell him like a college recruiter.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if I need a quarterback and I think he's the best, that position is so elusive.
Yeah. And especially him. I mean, this guy could be unbelievable.
The Allen Bell of the NFL.
Could be. Never know.
Vols and Vandy up next right here. 3HL out a little bit early today. Appreciate the time from Allen Bell. Man, lots of great guests today. We'll have podcasts up. You can catch them. It's also to Charles Oakley for hanging out with us. Coach Mack will join us tomorrow, says JT. And Todd Furman, too. So stick around for all of that. College basketball again next. Vols and Vandy. Have a great night, everybody. Preds hockey tonight, too. Go,
I'll
Preds.
Be there. Ladies night.
Ladies night.